I'm Charlie Winder, and I'm the Toolbuster Project Manager for Pathfinders.
And I'm Nathaniel Kunji, helping Charlie Winter at Toolbuster.
So you're here at the show selling some produce, but what's been going on with the program at the moment?
Yeah, it's been a fast and furious trip for me, Emma. I've been in the position now for about 4 or 5 months and got the program up and running. There's no real program as such, but we're taking kids out there, working with the schools to keep kids engaged at school, so truanting kids and getting engaged in TAFE, like Nat here, who's just gone back to school after a long time not being at school. So he's now engaged at TAFE and going to school full time, and we're using the farm to as therapy for these kids to go out there and get involved in the community farm. And we're giving food away to all sorts of parts of community with Meals on Wheels, and yeah, it's an awesome project.
Now, Nat, did you ever work in agriculture before you got involved in this program?
No, I haven't. I like it. It's really fun.
What are some of the things you enjoy about working on the farm?
Charlie knows I love driving the tractor 24/7, driving the old Fergie around.
That's what.
Yeah, going around on the mower, but yeah, just picking spuds, just working out, getting my hands dirty, just staying out of trouble all the time.
Do you think it's a career you'd like to move into eventually? Would you like to keep working in the ag industry?
Yes, I would love to work in the ag industry. It's really fun.
How big do you think the homeless problem and the youth issues are in Armidale? Because we think of Armidale that with so many prestigious boarding schools in this town, and so that can be the impression that people get of it. But how big is the problem?
Yeah, good question. And a lot of people don't really understand the severity of the homeless issue in town. I mean, there's probably only about 10 kids that are actually homeless. We're thinking there's probably 50 or 60 at any stage that are couch surfing. So it is a big problem in Armidale, and you know, along with all the other drug issues and things that are affecting our youth these days, it's important to have these types of programs in place that we can try to pick up these kids off the street and take them out and do something with them. And most of them are just bored and they're, you know, wanting something to do, and these are just awesome things to do with these kids, and they love it when you get them in the car and take them out, and especially providing a free feed and have it cooking up a big camp oven or something around the fire. And one kid the other day, he came out and we just had a gut buster of a feed, potatoes, corn, everything out of the garden, and he's just coming back every day now. He just wants to come out all the time, so.
And eat.
Yeah, and eat, but yeah, really participate as well, so yeah.
So what sort of produce are you growing out on the property?
Yeah, we've put in about 2 kilometres of potatoes, and we've got sweet corn, and we've staged it, and we've been given water from the council for next year's planting, so that's been awesome. It's been quite a process to get water so that we'll have secure the produce, and we've put in about 500 pumpkin plants, so we're doing a pumpkin run to Sydney homeless shelters again this year, and we're going to drop into Newcastle to possibly a Lesko school down there, which also work with disadvantaged youth. And so we're just giving food away left, right and centre, and so yeah, potatoes, corn and pumpkin, you can't beat that.
Nat, what's been the thing that's shocked you the most about growing those veggies? Is there anything that's really surprised you about how they actually get from being in the paddock to being in the supermarket?
Yeah, just the potatoes and that, didn't know how long they took to grow, and corn's shot up really good. It's really nice and juicy now, and the pumpkin's really easy sometimes to grow. Just need extra water, but yeah, I'm enjoying that.